Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you when the subject of overcoming in the area of the words of your mouth. Our tongue is a little member. It boasts great things. We need to put the Word of God in our mouth. Right words have great force. You've got to watch that you don't have corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Put away that foolish talking. Put away that sarcasm, that foolish jesting. And learn that you got to learn to speak things that are in line with the Word of God. Remember your tongue. It's the pen of a ready writer. It's writing your ticket in the Spirit. If you pour grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. Praise God. Learn to speak what the Word says about you. Learn to declare what you're redeemed from. Learn to declare that I'm strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Declare what He's doing for you because He's with you according to your mouth. Today we're going to look at Proverbs. The last broadcast we looked at many scriptures in the Psalms. Today we're going to look at them in the Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2, Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. If you think your words aren't important, listen to this scripture. You are snared with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. The devil will take you captive and bring you into bondage and snare you because of the words of your mouth. You better learn to speak words that are in line with faith, that are in line with the Word of God, so you will not be snared by the enemy. In Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 16, the Bible says, These six things doth the Lord hate, and yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to run to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Notice it talks about a lying tongue. Anytime you speak anything contrary to the truth, it would actually be a lying tongue. And we're talking about not just going out and just saying blatant lies. That obviously is very evil. But anything that's contrary to the Word would be a lying tongue. Also, we want to be sure that we always speak the truth. A false witness that speaks lies, God hates these things. And here, if anyone sows discord among brethren, if you are one who speaks and is a critical one, a whisperer, a backbiter, one who causes negative things to happen and breaking up of relationships or fellowship, if you're a gossiper, you are going to be an abomination unto the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6, he says, Here I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. That's Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6 through 8. Boy, that's powerful to meditate on. I'll speak of excellent things. Do you speak of excellent things? Or do you speak a bunch of murmuring, complaining, griping, whining about this and that? Is the opening of your lips speaking right things? Do you speak truth in line with the Word of God? If you're speaking wickedness, God says it's an abomination to your lips. Are all the words of your mouth in righteousness? Is there nothing forward or perverse in them? Then you're going to be doing the will of God. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. You know why? Because it's going to release that life out of the inside of you. You got the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, ready to operate through you, and it's coming forth from that well of life on the inside of you. You're going to speak forth. You see, you believe in your heart, and then you speak with your mouth to release that well of life out of you. You've got to learn to speak what God says. Proverbs 10, verse 13, In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. I tell you, if you got understanding, you're going to start speaking it. You're going to hear wisdom coming out of those people's mouths who have understanding. Because by understanding, we're going to depart by the fear of the Lord. We're going to depart from these things that are not of God because we have understanding. We have understanding in God's ways. And then you're going to hear wisdom coming forth out of your mouth. The Bible says the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Don't be one who has a mouth of the foolish. Someone who's foolish is speaking the opposite of what would be in line with wisdom, and it will bring about destruction. Many people wonder why they have so many problems in their life and why things don't work, because their words are not pleasing to God. Your words release spiritual power. Angels hearken to the voice of the word, Psalms 103, verse 20. And angel or demons will hearken to the voice contrary to the word. Angels are listening, and also the demons are listening as well. Proverbs 10, verse 20, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. I tell you, you got to learn to speak good things, and that tongue will be like choice silver. The lips of the righteous will feed many. You can speak into being the provision for others in their life if you'll speak forth words, praise God, that are bringing forth the will of God. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. Proverbs 10:31. Does your mouth bring forth wisdom? If you don't speak things in line with wisdom, then it's going to be foolish and it will bring destruction. Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, they speak frowardness. The lips of the righteous, they know what's acceptable. Are you speaking things that are acceptable in God's sight? Would Jesus approve of the words of your mouth that you're speaking today and every day in your life? Does he approve of the words that you've been speaking to your husband or your wife or your children? Does he approve of the words that you've been speaking concerning the situations in your life? Or are you speaking what the enemy's doing? Don't speak what the enemy's doing. Speak what the Lord is doing. Keep your mind on him and keep your words speaking forth what God is doing for you now. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. In Proverbs 12:6, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver him. You don't want to be a hypocrite and speak negative things with your mouth. You're actually releasing destruction. And the words of the wicked lie in wait for blood. You know, you can release word curses against people by speaking negative words about them. Don't do it. Don't let your words be used of the enemy. The mouth of the upright are going to deliver him. You know, it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to bring against you. If you'll learn to speak God's word, you can get delivered in every situation. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them, because God, his word is powerful, and it's going to resist that enemy. You put up that shield of faith, you're going to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, because you're going to speak forth the word of God. Proverbs 12:13, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just are going to come out of trouble. By the sin of his lips, you'll be snared. Don't let your lips speak negative things. Proverbs 12, verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. You'll be satisfied with good by the fruit. What kind of fruit is coming out of your mouth? Do you speak things that are going to bring forth the good things of God? Speak what he wants you to speak. In Proverbs 12:17, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. And then in verse 18, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. If you have wisdom and you know how to speak forth with your words in line with God's word and releasing faith, it'll produce health in you. That's right, your healing, your the power of God to bring forth health is right there in the words of your mouth, if you have God's word and you have wisdom. The tongue of the wise is health, praise God. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. The lips of truth speak things in line with his word. Don't confess negatives. Don't be one who lies. They're an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 13:2, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. The soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. We've got to guard our mouth. We've got to watch that we don't let the devil have place. He that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. You know those people that are just talkers and talkers and talkers? They open wide their mouth. They have destruction. Just look at their life. They have destruction all over the place because they continually open wide their mouth. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. A lot of people just want to talk about I, about their own accomplishments. You can hear that rod of pride because they always talk about themselves. That's the mouth of the foolish. But the lips of the wise shall preserve them. You know, if you learn to use your mouth right, you can turn away wrath. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Don't speak those grievous words. Don't get upset and speak words that stir up more anger. Instead, speak a soft answer in line with the word, and it will turn away wrath. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. When you're wise with the word of God, your tongue is going to use knowledge aright. You're going to speak it forth in a right way that's going to be victorious and successful and profitable in the things that you're dealing with. A wholesome tongue, Proverbs 15:4, is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. You speak negative things, you're causing a breach or a break in the spirit. But otherwise, if you'll learn to speak good things, it'll bring like a tree of life flowing out of you. The lips of the wise, they disperse knowledge. Boy, we need to learn to speak forth in line with his knowledge. Proverbs 15:23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. If you'll learn to speak forth things in line with God's word, you'll have joy even by the answer of your mouth. Proverbs 15:26, the words of the pure are pleasant words, and the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. If you are watching your words, you'll study how to answer, and you'll speak right, because the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. You're going to teach your mouth what to speak, so you're going to speak things that are going to minister life to every person you come in contact with. Remember that Psalms 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And I would leave you with that today. Let your words glorify the Lord and speak forth good things. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.